Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane. And today's show is about decision making. The decisions you're making affect you for the rest of your life. So, you know, be careful on what decisions you make. That's for men, women, boys, girls. A lot of times we rush in to make decisions off of pure emotion, not knowing that the effect that it's going to have on us. A lot of times we do things off emotion without really thinking. And when you do that, you create a problem for yourself, because depending on the emotion, you know, if you're mad and you do something in the spur of the moment because you're mad, sometimes you regret it afterwards. But that's what I'm here to talk to you about, the regret afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Everybody makes decisions. Sometimes they're the right decisions, sometimes they're the wrong decisions. But living up to the decisions you make can ultimately determine the outcome of the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, some things you can do and you can go back and change. Some things you can't. And rather than beating yourself up because you can't change the past, you learn from it, move on, and accept it. And now that's the hard part, accepting. Because some things might destroy stuff. You know what I'm saying? For example, let me give you an example. If you and your spouse are upset and y'all arguing and you do something that you really didn't mean to do, but you do it anyway, or you say something that you really didn't mean to say, but you say it anyway, the effect that it have can be long term. And we don't realize that, you know what I'm saying? We don't realize the effect that we have on people and the effect we have on things. You know what I'm saying? And what we do determines how a person feels about you, which way they look towards you. Because you can have a person that's deeply in love with you, and the decisions you have made that you did in your relationship can change how she look at you and if she like you, because like and love is two different things. You can love the world, but that don't mean you like the world. So, you know, I would have to like you in order to be around you. But you have some people that loves a person and force themselves to be with somebody, but don't like them, you know what I'm saying? Because of the things that they didn't say and the things that they did. Now, living up to those things can change a lot of things. You know, if you know that you had issues and you caused someone to hurt, that's something you have to live up to. You can't say, well, that's your feeling, that's just how you feel, fuck it, it is what it is. No, that's going to create a problem, because they're going to feel like you don't care about their feelings. You know what I'm saying? And the decisions that you made when you was going off of your feelings might have made the situation worse, or should I say exacerbate the situation, you know what I'm saying? So you have to think about some of the things you do, some of the stuff that we put people through. It's not a good thing for everybody, you feel me? Everybody can't handle words. Everybody can't handle being put down. So when you make decisions to do stuff to people, you have to own up to the things that you have done. You know what I'm saying? My listeners, I ask y'all to join in on the conversation. Y'all can join me at Insanity Room on Facebook.com. You know what I'm saying? Go to Facebook, look for the Insanity Room. You'll see a picture of me and my wife. Click on and I'll gladly accept you, and we can have discussions about certain things. We can discuss the shows. And that's also a place where you can go to give me topics for the show, what you would like to hear, some of the things you would like to talk about and touch on. You know what I'm saying? Right now, in these times, standing on our word and doing things that we regret. I'm going to give you a perfect example. The debate a couple of nights ago. Yeah, I'm on location in Houston, and I decided to do my podcast outside. Give y'all some wildlife noises. And it's beautiful up here, I can't lie. I'm networking, getting my podcast out here to the rest of the world. And I'd like to thank all my listeners, because now I'm all around the world, available on every platform. So I would like to give a great, great shout out to you all. I would also like to invite y'all all to shop on my online store Insanity Room Apparels at lunchcart.com. And that's Insanity Room Apparels at lunchcart.store. I'm sorry. Insanity Room Apparels at lunchcart.store. You know what I'm saying? So y'all come and get y'all hashtag over gear. Y'all come get y'all be yourself gear. You know what I'm saying? Back is beautiful gear. This is what I'm here to do. Uplift our people. Not just black people, but all people. Because in our verses ends racism. It's not just black folks. It's all verses. So we need every verse to end racism. I want to give y'all a little snippet of my friend Raymond Duke Washington giving some inspirational words. You know, and if y'all don't understand Raymond, you can find Raymond on Facebook. You can find Raymond, you know, giving inspirational words to a lot of people. And in these days and times, we need inspirational words. You know what I'm saying? So if you can't be an inspiration to someone, it's going to be a long road, because we need inspiration, especially for our younger generation. Our younger generation is set up in a way to where they feel like they don't need no one. They don't need no guidance. They know everything. You know what I'm saying? Millennials, I love y'all. Y'all are our future, but you need to listen to your OGs. So I'm about to give you a little snippet of my boy, Raymond Duke Washington.
Family, I come to speak with y'all about integrity, commitment, sanity. This is your host, Raymond Washington, and I come here Facebook Live. And the first thing or item I would like to touch upon is why we are so unamissable toward one another. That's the question. Now, if you allow me to continue, folks, I would like to educate you on the terminology of spirituality, forefathers. You know, we once were slaves in a cave, you know. You know, the Indians discovered America. They were slaughtered. But we thank God that we're still alive. Yeah. We're still able to educate. You know, we're still able to debate on beliefs.
What are we going to do with it?
Integrity. Liberty. We all supposed to have some standard of liberty. But when one person starts, or I'd rather say strike a match, you have that master crab trying to pull a brother back or a sister back. But we have to carry through, because Facebook family, it's all love. For the law power, see, defeat your enemy by using his own tools against him. And that's not to say in the realm of physical. But the tool we have is Christ. All we have to do is believe that. Do we believe that? We want to pay so much tithes. We won't have to give so much love offerings, because the things we do from the heart, or we assume we do from the heart, it's only for another person's gain. And I don't have to gain anything from this. Not financially. Because I just love doing this. I do it for sport. And I would like to thank all my supporters, whether you want to support me or not. It doesn't matter. I still love you all. And I still pray for everyone. You know, whether it's Allah, Jehovah, God, the Almighty, the Conqueror, Alpha Omega. However alphabetical order category you would like to label it. But enough of that. Back to the matter at hand. Today, something happened to me, folks. You wouldn't believe what happened to me. You know? And it's a family member, you know? And I'm going to protect the rights of the innocent. I'm not going to mention a name.
Well, that was Raymond. I wanted y'all to understand who he is, get a taste of who he is. You know, and that was his snippet on integrity. You know, that leads me to talk about standing on your word and living up to the decisions you make, having integrity in the decisions that you make, can determine the outcome of the situation, even if it's a bad situation, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to pause for a minute. I'll be back with the second half of the show, and we're going to let our sponsors come in and pay some bills.
Lost in the days, this world we living in, it's like a maze. Shit's gone to my head, lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage, so that's why nigga blaze. Ain't get lost in the days, this world we living in, it's like a maze. Shit's gone to my head, lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage, so that's why nigga blaze. Cause they say marijuana eased the pain, and the thought of never seeing my dogs again constantly run through my brain. I'm the same, when you got love for a nigga, it'll never change. Wonder why these memories that are killing me just like cancer. And I can't get over the fact that you ain't here. Sometimes I gotta pinch myself just to see if this shit is really real. Cause when reality bites, I just roll up in life. Trying to keep a steady focus, don't wanna be hopeless, hoping these dreams will take flight. That's why I make a smoke, it gotta be loaded to deal with shit in this life. The most of my days always went up, the bitches ain't never went right. But still I fight just to get to a better place. Steady praying for better days, but I'm still trapped in my ways. Feel like I'm trapped in a maze. That's why I roll up in blaze, so I can go in the days, just to go back in the days to when my niggas was here and none of my niggas was caged. Boy, I'm some nigga for my niggas in the grave, cause I know I'ma be with you niggas one day. Living life at a fast pace, I guess it's because of the money we chase. Niggas put on their hungry faces to keep their family straight. Feeling like there's no escape, but I think I found a way. Give me a guard, cut it, fill it up with good, roll up the L and blaze. And get lost in the days, this world we living in, it's like a maze. Shit's gone to my head, lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage, so that's why nigga blaze. And get lost in the days, this world we living in, it's like a maze. Shit's gone to my head, lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage, so that's why nigga blaze. Smoking on that OG Kush, this must be what they meant in the Bible about the burning bush. Some people call it cactus, some call it marijuana, but in my hood we call it good and wretched. Country grammar, niggas smoking like it's legal in Louisiana. Trying to find a way to deal with these fucking problems too much to handle. Every day the cops pass us, so know they smell it in the air. Sometimes they even stop and stare like they won't hit this bitch theyself. But we all need to blaze every now and then, cause I be burning blunts like an arsonist. Smoking for my niggas that'll never see a dog again. And all my niggas in a pen, put them, I put it in the wind. Just call this shit my medicine, Miss Mary Jane, my better half. I'm married to you, baby, can't you see that I ain't never left? Cause when I'm going through some things, you know how to cure my stress. That's why I keep you in a sack next to my getup where I'm at. Cause when you not around, shit seem to be different. People seem to be tripping, probably cause I ain't lifted. But all this green I got on me right now, you can say I'm gifted. About to give me your golf, split it, dump it, fill it up with good, twist it and get twisted and blaze. And get lost in the days, this world we living in, it's like a maze. Shit's gone to my head, lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage, so that's why nigga blaze. And get lost in the days, this world we living in, it's like a maze. Shit's gone to my head, lost a few niggas to the grave. The rest of my niggas locked in the cage, so that's why nigga blaze.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the second half of the show. Well, like I was talking about, standing behind the decisions you make, you know what I'm saying? And owning up to the, we gonna say bullshit, to your own bullshit. You know, those are the things that divide us from animals. You know what I'm saying? We don't just make irrational decisions. We make real life decisions. If you don't realize a lot of the decisions you make in your life, they're permanent decisions, but in different ways. You know what I'm saying? You just change the outcome of the decision because of depending on what you do. Mistakes can be made. You can mend broken fences, but if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, it's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Okay, for example, back to our president in a debate. In this debate he had a debate, and it wasn't a debate. It was like, you know, I don't know what you wanna call it. You know, I would like to hear y'all input on the debate also. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, go to the Facebook, look for the Insanity Room group, click, join in the conversation. We can start the conversation. Matter of fact, I'm going to go after I publish the show, I'm going to put it as a topic, and we're going to start a conversation about it. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to discuss it, and I'll come back and do another podcast on the discussion of the debate, because by then we've been had another debate. You know what I'm saying? With the vice presidents. You feel me? So we'll see how that's going to turn out. But using the debate as an example, when this man constantly going behind this man's son, saying these horrible things about this man's son, and this man's son died and served in the armed forces. And now you have to realize the person that's saying he don't like dead soldiers and this and that is the head of the armed forces. So, you know, that's a conflict of interest. And then on top of that, the only black president in history that we ever had, he don't want to put his picture up in the White House. I don't hear nobody fighting behind that. I don't hear no fussing behind that. I don't hear no petitioning behind that. Yeah, he might be in his legal rights, but morally, is it good? No, it ain't, because that's never been done. You know what I'm saying? For you to say, I'm not going to stick the only black face that they're going to have in the White House as a president for right now, cannot be on the wall because you decide not to. So you have that much hate and disdain for this man, or do you have that much hate and disdain for this race? And then you have to understand that my color is not a race. My race is human. That's the bottom line. There's only one race, and it's the human race. The color of your skin is not your race. We are human. We're the human race. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about that. You know what I'm saying? There's animals, but there's different kind of animals, different races of animals, but they're still animals. You have insects. You know what I'm saying? That's a category. So I'm in a different category. A skin category. What is your skin category? You know what I'm saying? Is it considered Caucasian? Is it considered African American or black? Not what is your race. That's not my race. My race is human. But I have a skin category because there's different people, different shades of the human race. So it becomes a category. So how about we use that on applications? You know what I'm saying? Standing on our word, man, is something that's wow. Think about it. This man couldn't stand on his word. You agreed to a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And the decisions that he made during this debate and the stuff that he talked about, it's going to change a lot of people's ways of thinking. And that's the same way you look at it as a relationship. The decisions that you make in a relationship and the things that you say is going to change the way people think and feel about you. So therefore, you have to stand on the words and the decisions that you make. You have to stand behind those things, because if you don't, you're setting yourself up for failure. So to be a person that doesn't have any integrity about themselves, who won't stand for anything, will fall for anything. If you don't stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. And you have to understand that. You know what I'm saying? And taking a stand in your life means standing on your word, your being who you are, standing by the decisions you make. And yes, sometimes the decisions you make might be hard for you to come back from. But that's a life lesson. You're learning. You know what I'm saying? And you can't learn nothing for free. It's going to either cost you money, time, or pain. Bottom line. So you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, suck it up and stand behind your decisions. The decisions we made to elect Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? By any means. I am not a Donald Trump fan, but I am a fan of some of the things he have done, because a lot of people are happy now because they have loved one home. You know, a lot of people, black people, benefited from a lot of things that Donald Trump done. You know what I'm saying? For instance, I know personally a whole bunch of motherfuckers, and excuse my French, but a whole bunch of people that doesn't deserve to get any kind of income. That doesn't deserve any income, you know what I'm saying? And that is, they're getting $700 a week, you know what I'm saying? Getting income out the wazoo. So he has done a lot of stuff for black people, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the decisions that he has made people look at him in a different way. So you apply that to your relationship, you apply that to your life, you apply that to you, that the things you say, the things you do, are what makes people look at you a certain way. So you have to stand by the things that you do. You have to stand on the decisions you make. If you become a shady person in somebody's eyes, it's because you made them look and feel that way. If you become a liar in someone's eyes, it's because you made them feel that way about you. So what you do in life determines how people look at you. So you have to stand on the decisions you make. If you don't want people to feel a certain way about you, you have to be a certain way. Me, myself, I don't care what people think about me. I'm going to be me regardless. How you feel about me doesn't determine the outcome of my life. So therefore, I don't care. You know, and I encourage everybody else, my listeners and everything, not to care about what a person feel or think about them, because if you do, that allows you to not be yourself. And you don't want nobody to force you to be who you're not. You have to be who you are, who God intended you to be, or whoever you believe in intended you to be. So this is my thing. You know what I'm saying? Stand behind your words. Stand behind who you are. Join me in conversations in the hashtag OverRoom. That's another Facebook group. That's hashtag over our versus is racism. Y'all understand that movement, right? Get behind me with that movement. Help me push this movement. You know what I'm saying? I encourage my listeners to invite their friends and share my podcast. You know, and I'm about to start doing weekly giveaways and coupons to the online store so y'all can get discounted things for my loyal listeners. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start making personal stuff for people, putting it on the online store where you can buy it if you ask me. Look, come to the Facebook group. Discuss some things with me. Let's have fun. I want to get to know my listeners. You know what I'm saying? So the more listeners I get to know, the more I can branch out and learn about the world. In order for our verses to end racism, we must come together. You know what I'm saying? So I'm asking you all to pull together with me, T Insane, the Insanity Room. Also co-founder of hashtag over our verses is racism. And let's make this movement be a movement that can never be forgotten. Just like Black Lives Matter, our verses matter. You know what I'm saying? Without our voices, we won't have presidents. Without our voices, we wouldn't have Congress. You know, our voices are the votes. Our voices are the riots. Our voices are the protesters. Our voices are Martin Luther King's, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. Those are voices that were heard around the world. Our voices are the voices that's going to end racism. All I want y'all to do is help me, help us, put an end to this thing we call racism, because we're all one race. You hate a category of people. I'm not from a different race. I'm from the human race. I'm not an alien. We're all human races. Think about what I said. We're just in different skin categories. So I'm going to get out here. Until next time, I'd like to thank my guest, Raymond Duke Washington. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can find him on Facebook. Like I always say, have an insanity day. Don't let nobody ruin you. Have fun. This has been T Insane for the Insanity Room Podcast. I'll see you on the next episode.
flex when he hit the ground. Now they all the man down. I told them pussy niggas better stand down. Me and my niggas, we don't play around. You know you ain't about that drama. I'm bringing all your problems to your mama. Your sisters and your brothers, yeah, I got them. I told them when I see them, I don't spare them. You know I'm bringing pressure, yes I am. You know you ain't about the drama. I'm bringing all your problems to your mama. Your sisters and your brothers, yeah, I got them. I told him when I see him, I'm gonna spam. You know I'm bringing pressure, yes I am.
I'm gonna slide your bitch ass when I catch you and put you on that scratcher. So why you wanna test me? I ain't playing with your bitch ass, so back the fuck up before I fuck your ass up and put you in that jam. Goddamn, why you wanna fuck with a nigga? Goddamn, why these niggas testing a nigga? Goddamn, you really about to make me go ham. I'm coming through this motherfucker blasting with one thing on a nigga mind, that's the last nigga standing. Keep that thing handy. Pussy niggas really can't stand it. So I proceed to move around, smoking blunt after blunt. I'm tired of spinning gas. I think I see his ass, so I got him. Hit him 2 times to the body with the shotty. Knowing damn well that I got him. I know I saw the body.
I know I saw the body. I know I saw the body.
You know you ain't about the drama. I'm bringing all your problems to your mama. Your sisters and your brothers, yeah, I got them. I told them when I see them, I don't spare them. You know I'm bringing pressure, yes I am. About the drama. I'm bringing all your problems to your mama. Your sisters and your brothers, yeah, I got them. I told them when I see them, I'm gonna spam. You know I'm bringing pressure, yes I am.
Take a bullet to the brain, but it take my membership. shoot the pistol, drive the car, find the ops, then pull up, screaming, I don't give two fucks, it's though I'm riding with ya. If we ever was to get caught, I never switch sides with the law. Nigga, we both would say fuck the judge, I do the time.